Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. A Yale man has been charged in a hit-and-run accident that left a woman temporarily unconscious in a ditch. Brian Jeffrey Hillis, 57, stood mute at his arraignment in 73A District Court on October 23rd. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. Hillis faces two charges: failed to stop at scene of a serious personal injury accident, a felony, and failed to stop personal injury accident, a misdemeanor. The 57-year-old is scheduled for a probable cause conference November 4th and a preliminary examination November 10th. He was released on a $10,000 personal bond. The Sheriff's Department investigation began Friday, August 22nd, after Central Dispatch received a 911 call reporting a possible assault in Melvin. Sheriff's deputies learned that a 30-year-old Melvin woman had been struck by a motor vehicle on Melvin Road, south of the village limits, sometime between 10:30 p.m. and 11 p.m. the previous night, October 21st. The driver of the vehicle did not stop to render aid and fled the scene, according to a sheriff's office press release. The victim laid in the ditch on the side of Melvin Road until regaining consciousness and walking approximately a quarter mile home. She was treated for her injuries at a hospital. Hillis has identified the suspected driver after deputies requested the public's help in locating a 2020 to a 2026 GMC Sierra or Chevrolet Silverado with front right and right side damage and missing the passenger side mirror. Huron County 73B District Court cases disposed from October 21st through the 28th. Emily Ann Cole, 28, of Lenox, operating while visibly impaired. First offense, 9 months of probation, $1,385 in costs and fines. Victoria Lynn Cumper, 27, Cass City, operating while visibly impaired. First offense, 6 months of probation, $990 in costs and fines. Mark Allen Hennessy, 61, of Lapeer, operating while visibly impaired. First offense, 6 months of probation, $1,090 in costs and fines. Douglas James McKitchen, 58, of Bad Axe, driving while license suspended, second offense, $525 in costs and fines. Douglas James McKitchen, 58, of Bad Axe, domestic violence, 2 days in jail, 9 months of probation, $810 in fines. Joshua Ryan Millisor, 40, of Allen Park, aggravated assault, 43 days in jail, 9 months of probation, $1,175 in costs and fines. Kyle Christopher Trumner, 31, of Bad Axe, marine safety, no certificate, decal, or number on vessel, $210 in costs and fines. Christopher Urescu, 42, Harrison Township, operating while visibly intoxicated, first offense, 6 months of probation, $990 in costs and fines. Crime Stoppers of Flint and Genesee County is offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in an animal cruelty case. A male and female German Shepherd were found on October 28th abandoned in a black wire crate and left for dead in Thread Lake off Lakewood Drive in Flint, according to information provided by Crime Stoppers. Both dogs managed to escape the crate and were rescued by Genesee County Animal Control. They were emaciated and weak at the time of their rescue. The male dog was euthanized due to severe untreatable injuries and infection. The female dog received emergency surgery to remove foreign bones from her stomach. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Crime Stoppers of Flint and Genesee County at 1-800-422-JAIL.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring West of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
In Mecosta County in central Michigan, a teen girl was critically injured Saturday night in what police determined to be an accidental shooting. The 16-year-old Mecosta girl is expected to survive her injuries, according to the Mecosta County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff's deputies responded to a 10:04 p.m. report of a shooting at a home in Sheridan Township. Upon arrival, police found the teen suffering from a gunshot wound to the neck. Deputies began performing life-saving measures until medical personnel arrived and transported the teen to a nearby hospital for treatment. Police determined the injury was inflicted by a 21-year-old Barrington man. After interviewing witnesses at the scene, deputies concluded that the shooting was accidental. The death toll from a deadly landslide in western Kenya has risen to 26 after four more bodies were retrieved. The latest update on casualties came as rescue efforts were suspended on Sunday due to a flash flood in the Rift Valley area. Kenya's Interior Ministry said 25 people are still missing and that the government had intensified the search, with the military deploying four aircrafts to help teams access the area that has been completely cut off after roads were washed away during Saturday's landslide. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these, and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.